Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of sexually transmitted infections found under the microbiology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin by discussing the bugs causing sexually transmitted infections. Neisseria gonorrhea causes gonorrhea. Remember that it does not have a capsule, it ferments glucose but not maltose, and there is no vaccine. Haemophilus ducreyi causes chancroid, which is a painful ulcer. Treponema pallidum causes syphilis. This may cause primary, secondary, tertiary, or congenital syphilis. Chlamydia trachomatis causes chlamydia and lymphogranuloma venereum. Remember that its various forms include the reticulate bodies and elementary bodies. Serotypes D through K cause the STD, whereas L1 to L3 cause lymphogranuloma venereum. HPV 6 and 11 cause anogenital warts or condyloma acuminatum. Remember that there will be coilocytes on histology. Hepatitis B virus causes hepatitis B. Remember that B is bad. Acute or chronic hepatitis may occur, and it's associated with hepatocellular carcinoma and cirrhosis. HIV causes AIDS and is associated with Kaposi sarcoma, lymphoma, and opportunistic infections. Gardnerella vaginalis causes vaginosis. Remember that this is not sexually transmitted, though it is associated with sexual activity. Associations include clue cells, a fishy smell, and that it is gram variable. Trichomonas vaginalis causes vaginitis. Remember that this is a protozoa and has corkscrew motility. And finally, Klebsiella granulomatis causes granuloma inguinale. Remember that this is due to a gram negative rod and it demonstrates Donovan bodies. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to sexually transmitted infections, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 29-year-old woman presents to her primary care doctor with a lesion on her left labia. She first noticed the lesion 3 days ago. The patient describes the lesion as painful and swollen. She denies vaginal discharge. Her past medical history is notable for mild intermittent asthma, gout, and obesity. She uses an albuterol inhaler as needed and takes allopurinol. She has had 5 sexual partners in the past year and uses the pull-out method for contraception. She has a 10-pack-year smoking history and drinks 10 to 12 alcoholic beverages per week. On exam, she has an ulcerated, tender, and purulent ulcer on the left labia majora. The patient has mild unilateral painful inguinal lymphadenopathy. This patient's condition is most likely caused by which of the following pathogens? And the answer choices are, choice 1, Klebsiella granulomatis. Choice 2, herpes simplex virus type 2. Choice 3, Haemophilus ducreyi. Choice 4, Gardnerella vaginalis. Or choice 5, Treponema pallidum. The best answer to this question is choice 3, Haemophilus ducreyi. The patient in this vignette presents with a painful ulcerated lesion after multiple unprotected sexual encounters. This presentation is suggestive of a chancroid, which is caused by Haemophilus ducreyi. Chancroid is a sexually transmitted disease that typically presents with a painful, ulcerated, and exudative genital lesion. It may also present with the painful, swollen, and matted lymph nodes unilaterally. Chancroid is caused by Haemophilus ducreyi, a gram-negative coccobacillus that has a school of fish appearance on histologic exam. A helpful technique to remember that chancroid presents with a painful lesion and is caused by H. ducreyi is, if it's painful, you do cry. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Klebsiella granulomatis causes granuloma inguinale, an STD characterized by small painless nodules that eventually burst and form purulent serpiginous ulcers. Granuloma inguinale is also known as Donovanosis due to the presence of Donovan bodies in a tissue sample. Donovan bodies are rod-shaped organisms within phagocyte cytoplasm. Choice 2. Herpes simplex virus type 2 is an enveloped DNA virus that causes genital herpes. Herpes typically presents with multiple painful vesicular ulcers. The ulcers can be bilateral and associated with lymphadenopathy. HSV2 may be visualized using a zinc smear demonstrated multinucleated giant cells with intranuclear inclusions. Choice 4. Gardnerella vaginalis causes bacterial vaginosis, a condition that is not sexually transmitted. Bacterial vaginosis presents with gray vaginal discharge, but is otherwise non-painful and is not associated with lymphadenopathy. Gardnerella vaginalis may be visualized on a vaginal smear as Klose cells, covering vaginal epithelial cells. Choice 5. Treponema pallidum causes syphilis, an STD characterized by a painless indurated genital chancre. Treponema pallidum may be visualized on dark field microscopy as a motile helical organism. Finally, a bullet summary. Chancroid, caused by the pathogen Haemophilus ducreyi, presents with a painful, ulcerated, and exudative genital lesion. That's all for this review about sexually transmitted infections. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.